Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Licking County Sports Spotlight here on WCLT.com. I'm Brian Mays, and on the Sports Spotlight, we'll feature a local high school here in the county and speak to athletic directors, coaches, and players for this winter sports season. The Sports Spotlight is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, and Par Excellence STEM Academy. Welcome back, everyone, and I'm very excited to be joined by a living legend of Newark High School basketball, Hall of Fame coach, Gary Walters. Coach, thank you so much for joining us to start with. And when you look back, is it even still hard to fathom 27 years running this Newark program from 72 to 99?
Right, and I've been retired now 25 years, so that's even harder to fathom. But yeah, it's a great run. It's a great place to coach basketball. Newark likes basketball to a great degree, and I was very fortunate, very honored to have that opportunity.
And to have two coaches over 50 years within the program, I mean, every athletic director loves stability, but I don't think anyone could have predicted your run and now Coach Quackenbush's run, to have that continuity within the system from the 70s all the way now to the almost mid-20s.
Well, we're different, and I'm sure there are some similarities, too. Newark is unique in that respect. You know, as we look at our history, it was a little shaky from 04, I'm talking about 1904, to 1930. We had three or four different personalities that were coaches. But since then, we've always hired locally.
Yep.
Red Orr was the coach from 30 to 42. Max Douglas was the coach to 42 to 57. Jim Allen was the coach 58 to 62. Dick Shank 62 to 72. And then the last 50 plus have been Jeff and I.
That is an amazing run. You were a multi-sport athlete growing up in high school. What drove you towards the hardwood and wanting to have that as a player and then as a coach?
Well, you know, I had a couple opportunities in baseball, but the places that were baseball offering were not. I was good enough to play basketball, so I had an opportunity to play basketball at Capital and baseball as well, and I parlayed that in. I just have always enjoyed all sports, especially the baseball and the basketball. And what better place to coach basketball than in Newark? Had an opportunity to join the Newark system in 1966 as a 66-67 school year as a freshman, seventh grade basketball coach at then Central Junior High School, and just worked my way through the program.
What did you want to install when you started as the head coach in May of 72? I mean, what was your philosophy? Because you mentioned there was this legacy leading up to when you took over, but what did you want to establish as Coach Walters leading this program?
Well, and I did. I just wanted to continue what Dick Shank had started. Dick had 11 great years at Newark, and it was known for his post offense. We continued that. We're all going to add our own individual personalities, and I'm a little more of a press coach than maybe Dick was, but he certainly was a great mentor. I would not be where I'm at without him, and I'm sure Quack felt the same way, you know, and he's certainly developed his system in a way that benefits him, what a system. I mean, his defense is outstanding. He's changed the offense to the Princeton concept, so on and so forth. But I've always loved basketball, and fortunately had the opportunity to pursue it.
And your program, though, you know, it allowed players to play. And allowed them to excel at, you know, if they were good rebounders, good outside shooters. And I believe you had over 50 that went to the collegiate level in your time. And I'm probably even short on that amount. But it seemed like, hey, I can adjust with what I'm bringing up to this season.
Well, right. Our basic offense stayed the same. But, you know, some kids are going to possess shooting skills, and you're probably going to shoot the ball a little more frequently. If you have the quickness, you're going to extend your defense and possibly press a little more. So, you know, it was, and every year was different. In some ways, some years were very similar, but there was always certain differences. And of course, you're dealing with young people, so it's always different challenges every year.
My first interaction sort of with you was in 1991. I was at Otterbein as a junior, and we were covering Westerville North and Westerville South, and we did a high school tournament show. And I said, I guarantee you that Newark will knock off Nate Wilborn and Upper Arlington as the top seed at the fairgrounds. They're going to play harder. They're a good team. Coach always does well in the tournament. And I had all these other students looking at me going, you're crazy. Upper Arlington's going to win the state. I said, they won't get out of the first round. So, Coach, I've always been indebted to you that people thought I knew what I was talking about. But you had that reputation of when those games moved over to the fairgrounds, Newark was going to be the toughest out.
Well, it's ironic that you mentioned that because our center was Jeff Quackenbush.
Yes.
Yep. And it came down to Nate Wilborn taking a shot inside the key with less than 30 seconds to go. And I think Quack touched the ball and it came up a little short. And we beat it. And Arlington had, that team had another 6'5 kid. It was Hal, Ed Kegler that went to Pennsylvania. They were a very good basketball team, but we've always played well against Arlington. We had several choices at the tournament draw, and I liked our chances. And we came back the next year and played them again, and Bob Seller scored 35 against them that game. So that was good. That was quite a game to be your first one regarding Newark. That was a great upset, and we were delighted, and we did go on to win the district.
Well, just so you know, I'm going to give you the credit for that. I know he was the center, and we've talked about it, but I want you to get the credit. But and it seems like, you know, the philosophy with Newark is you've had the success, you won multiple league championships, but you still played with that chip on your shoulder. Like, you never were comfortable, or you didn't let the players feel that confident about what they have achieved. We can always get a little bit more and always want a little bit more. And I think that's why there was that success.
Well, you know, if you look at the banners at the end of the gym in terms of league championships, district championships, and of course, four state championships, we get everybody's best shot.
Yep.
And if you don't have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder saying, hey, we're going to get their best shot, I don't care what their record is, we better get ready to rock and roll. And I think for the most part, we do that. And Quack's teams certainly do that. Because if you don't, you're going to get beat. Anybody can beat you. The parity in basketball being what it is. But yeah, I would agree with your assessment there. A little bit of a chip on your shoulder.
Have you been surprised at all from Coach and what he's been able to achieve? And maybe I'll rewind that and say, did you see something of him as even a player where you thought he might be able to be a coach one day?
Absolutely. I also had him in class as an AP history student. His father was a supervisor at the Newark Air Force Station, was very intelligent and was a good supervisor. He always loved basketball. That was the first thing. And he wanted to be a Division I player, and he grew to be 6'8", and he's a three-year starter at St. Bonaventure, academic all-league. Yes, there was no doubt. He understood the game. He had great communication skills. Academically, he was strong. He was smart. His greatest attribute, I think, is ability with people. He's a good people person, and kids enjoy playing for him. Now, he's hard, you know. But that's part of the deal. I mean, that's why we're, I think, successful. We've always had people that were able to control the program. And yep. Jeff certainly is doing that to a very high degree.
Yeah, I mean, you see the players, and we had Bodie Smith on with us in the fall, and he said, well, we only have 200 plays to learn from Coach when we get ready to start the season. And he said he works us. But he knows, I know I'm going to be a better player from the practices Monday through Thursday for game time on Friday. And I'm sure that's something he got when he was in the program and how you drilled. And this is what we do Monday through Thursday to get ready for Friday night.
And prior to that, the preseason conditioning is rugged.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to go through that. So you have kids that really want to play by the time they get through that. Sometimes games are easier than practices. I experienced that as a player. And I certainly, that's not my primary intention. It's just, you've got to get your kids. Number one, time we go out, somebody said, how do you think you're going to do tonight, Coach? I said, number one is to play hard and hopefully play well. But number one is playing hard. And the only way you play hard is if you practice hard. That becomes an attitude.
Hall of Fame, The court is named in your honor. I know you're not about the honors, and your speech, even at the Hall of Fame, was thanking everybody but yourself. But as you look back, I mean, it's a legacy you created, and the players believing and trusting in you are the reasons you are a Hall of Fame coach, and the floor is named in your behalf.
Well, the legacy extends far beyond me. I mean, Max Douglas, Red Orr, Dick Shank, Jim Allen were all great coaches. And I'm just part of it. Frankly, it's a little bit embarrassing because there are so many people that are just as deserving. And I don't want to reject that. But yeah, I'm honored to have that happen. And I was when that took place. But it's just even greater is the opportunity to coach young people in Newark and continue a successful basketball program as we move into the 21st century.
As we wrap up, and again, I appreciate your time, and we've probably already answered this question, but if you could do one word or will allow a phrase about Newark basketball, it would be?
Consistently good.
I like it.
Consistently good. You know, you're going to have a year where you might be off a little bit, but over the year, we wouldn't have won the percentage of games that we won. And I don't know what if it's in the water or what it is, but other towns are just as big as us. You know, we do pretty well against the city over there and always have, or we wouldn't, you know, I don't know how many districts we've won right now, but it's more than anybody else. There are certain schools in Columbus that never won one.
Right.
You know, and I mean, and that's the tradition. The tradition that exists in Newark is not equaled, I don't think, very many places. We're the third winningest program in Ohio behind Camp McKinley and behind Archbold. So, but that tradition means something. When they come to Newark, they know they're going to have a strong opponent and they need to get ready. And hopefully we're able to meet the challenge.
Mostly every night, the challenge is met and then some. Coach, appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Best of luck in the future.
Thank you, Brian.
This Sports Spotlight was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.